Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, November 19th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Microsoft today had a little surprise for us by releasing MS-1468. MS-1468 was one of the bulletins that was announced but not released last Tuesday when we got our monthly patches. Now, initially, word in the street was that Microsoft would just wait for the December update, but turns out they accelerated that a little bit and released it today without much fanfare. In part, probably because this particular vulnerability is already exploited in the wild in targeted attacks. Now, the vulnerability itself is a little bit tricky to assess. It's a privilege escalation vulnerability, which usually would say, hey, it's not critical. You first have to have local credentials and then you escalate your privileges. But in this case, it's remote privilege escalation. The way the attack would work is that an attacker breaches one workstation within your network and then is able to use Kerberos to gain admin rights on your domain controller. So a peripheral workstation can then be used to essentially escalate privileges to domain admin. And that, of course, is why Microsoft rated this vulnerability as critical and accelerated the release of the patch. As far as patching goes, of course, those domain controllers are the part that you probably want to patch first. Now, as we talk a little bit and think a little bit more about this vulnerability, I wouldn't rush it out necessarily. This is something that has been used in target attack. It's not widely known. There is no public exploit. And then again, someone needs to have a local workstation compromised first before they can leverage that access to become domain admin. And well, there are other ways to do that, like shared passwords and such. So I wouldn't necessarily call this a patch now vulnerability. I think this is one of those issues where you probably want to spend this week testing very carefully. After all, you're touching your domain controllers, so you don't want to mess it up. And then next week, roll out the patch if you don't run into any problems. But well, Microsoft also snuck in a re-release of MS-1466. Yes, the good old S-channel bulletin was re-released with a new version of the patch for Server 2008 R2 and Server 2012. In those two cases, for those two operating systems, if you already installed the patch, you will have to reinstall. And yes, the problem is related to those four new ciphers that were added in MS-1466. So the patch itself, or the fix in the patch, does not address the main vulnerability, but the additional features that were added. As far as the vulnerability and exploits for it go, still nothing sort of public as far as I know. Lots of people talk about it and a couple different sort of video demos that at least show a denial of service, for example, against IIS. An interesting announcement today from a group of companies around Google, Mozilla, and the Electronic Frontier Foundation about a new free SSL certificate authority that these companies started. The name of the initiative is Let's Encrypt, and at letsencrypt.org you can find out more about it. But essentially the goal is not just to provide free certificates, but also to make it easy to use them. So for example, there is a script that comes as part of this that will allow you to automatically download and install a certificate, so you no longer have to remember all of those OpenSSL commands. It looks pretty slick, but at this point, of course, there isn't really sort of much code or so to play with. They did release the specifications for the protocol that they're using to request those certificates automatically. Domain ownership validation is also part of that protocol. And talking about encryption, WhatsApp today enabled encryption end-to-end for its users, so that pretty much instantly creates a pretty sizable network of encrypted messaging client. It did so by including technology from TextSecure, which is pretty well respected, and well, we'll see how it goes. Anyway, this is it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.